Jeremiah, what are your thoughts about going back to Miami?
It's going to be fun. Not putting any extra incentive on it or anything like that. You know, it's a division game. We definitely need the win. And, you know, it would be nice to go 2-0 in the division.
Do you plan on talking to any of your former teammates before this game?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'll see some of them. I'm still friends with a lot of the guys. So, you know, we'll have our last before the game, but only before, because when the game starts, you know, there are no friends.
What's going to be the key for you guys to slow down Reggie Bush? You know, as a former teammate of him, what kind of damage he can inflict on an opponent?
We're going to have to play, you know, good gap discipline. You know, we can't jump around blocks. We can't let him out on the perimeter because when you do that, you know, he can make guys miss with ease. And, you know, he's similar to C.J. Spiller in that he's quick. He's fast and you know, he's a home run hitter. So, you know, we got to make sure that we keep him inside, don't let him outside, and, you know, we swarm tackle.
They're playing conservative all with the rookie quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. I know that he's familiar with the system because he played for his offensive coordinator in college, but are they being a little bit conservative with him?
Maybe at first. I mean, you never know. You know, they're keeping it pretty simple for him. You know, a lot of quick throws, a lot of easy read boots and things like that, which you probably should do, you know, with a young quarterback. But, you know, outside all that, you know, we got to throw him some different looks. You know, we got to make it difficult for him out there. And, you know, if he wants to throw the ball quick, we got to make him, you know, throw it over our D lineman, and we got to be in the right position.
How difficult of a place is this to play, especially early in the season in September when it's still hot and the humidity's up there?
It's definitely a factor, you know, if you don't prepare for it. I mean, you know, that heat's unlike any other. The humidity more than anything. You know, it's just so humid down there. So, you know, if you don't prepare for it, you know, it can sneak up on you. But, you know, it's going to be hot. Guys in this locker room know it's going to be hot. And, you know, we're preparing.
Are they playing more spread offense now with, obviously, they're bringing a head coach who came from Green Bay?
They like, you know, staying in the traditional regular package, you know, two backs. You know, they found success, you know, with that this past weekend. But also, you know, they like to open it up a little bit. So, you know, they like to do a multitude of things, you know, kind of keep the quarterback fresh. And, you know, they pride themselves on running the ball. So it's going to be a good challenge for us and one that we're ready for.
Yeah. How would you assess the defense's performance, the Jets' defense performance after two games so far?
I think defensively ranked, we're somewhere in the middle, not where we want to be. We obviously want to be at the top. So, you know, there are some things that we've got to shore up. You know, we're much better than I think we've showed. And, you know, we pride ourselves on coming out playing good defense. So it's going to be, you know, getting back to it for us, just kind of getting back to the grind, making sure that we all know our assignments and, you know, playing winning football.
Are two things being stressed this week, both getting off the field on third down and also sound tackling?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, those are two major things. I mean, third down especially. You know, the first two games we haven't played very good third down. And, you know, if you want to be a good defense in this league, then you've got to get off the field on third down. So, and a lot of that has to do with tackling as well. So, you know, we've been working on both aspects. You know, we hope to improve drastically. And, you know, we're working.
And like you said, it would be huge for this team to win this game because you'd be 2-0 in the division. Not only 2-1 overall, but a great start in the AFC East.
Right, huge. I mean, that'd be huge for us just to start, you know, 2-0 in the division. Having two division games this early and winning both of them, you know, what a better way to start.
YB, thanks.
Appreciate it.